So tonight's message is titled Staying Connected. No, we don't have paper. There's paper in the back if you don't have paper, though. On top of the sound booth. And there's pens under the sound booth. All right, no clicky pens allowed. The boss has spoken. So we're going, well, then you can't sit there and click it. If you can't be responsible with the clicky pen, we're going to take them all away. So we're going to John 15. John 15, 1-5. It's in the Bible, open up halfway, go another 300 pages to the right. Troy's on it, he says. Your Bible doesn't do you a whole lot of good in the car. 15. 1-5. What do you mean you got it? You ain't. Oh my. So, while people are being slow, what is the purpose of a tree? To make paper. To make fruit. There we go. A tree's purpose is to make fruit. Some sort of fruit. Leaves, flowers, fruit of some kind. If it doesn't do that, wouldn't we consider it useless? No. So what else will you do with a tree? So, if we didn't have trees, we'd all die. Oh, there's other things. So, if it doesn't produce fruit, it's useless. But if it's not producing leaves, is it still pretty? Okay. So, in this passage, Jesus is going to compare our Christian life to a tree. Show us that if our lives are not producing fruit, they're useless to God. Okay? We're going to find out that it's not through our energy and effort that we have abundant life, but through abiding or remaining or staying connected. So, we'll read and we'll get on to it. Starting verse 1, it says, I am the true grapevine. My Father is the gardener. You good? Somebody give Mariah the page. She threw her Bible on the floor. Somebody give her the page quickly. Oh my goodness gracious. I don't even know what to say about that. I know. I don't know what to do about this. I don't understand. All right. Here we go. Verse 2. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Pay attention to that. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. So Jesus is the source of our spiritual growth. You cannot grow without him. Okay, notice in verse 1, he says, I am the true grapevine. He doesn't say a vine. He doesn't say the vine. Okay, he could have said the vine. He says that at other places, but this one he says, I am the true vine. He is our source of truth. Period. Period. So there's a lot of false teachers out there. There are a lot of things that want you to hook your branch to them. Don't do it. Okay? Truth is found in Jesus and his word alone. It. Okay? So in this passage, the whole thing is trying to show us what it says in verse 1, that the Father is the gardener. So if God's the gardener, who owns the garden? The gardener. So it's all his. He can do whatever he wants to with it, right? Yes. So in the text, branches are people, the vine is Jesus. God's goal as the gardener is what? What is God's goal as a gardener?
To watch the
garden. To what? Watch the garden grow. To watch the garden grow. I've never met a successful gardener that watches anything. God wants us to bear fruit. Well, you didn't say it loud enough for me to hear. There's a whole group of people. So, that's his goal. He does this through purging, for one. What is purging? Removing anything in the garden, not shooting. Shooting. Purging. Removing anything in the garden that will stunt the growth. Not roots. Weeds, yes. Why do weeds stunt the growth? Yeah, they choke it out. They suck up all the nutrients. So when you water it, it sucks up all the water, and so then it can't grow. Okay? So purging. He goes in and starts ripping out anything that's going to stunt the growth. The second thing is through pruning. What is pruning? You scissor them. Okay. We call that cutting. Okay. So he prunes off the dead branches. Okay, why would you cut the dead branches off? It doesn't waste energy. If it's dead, it's not wasting energy. It's weighing down what needs the energy. The dead stuff can go in the live stuff. You're all almost there. So dead branches are susceptible to diseases. And once a tree gets a disease, it spreads to the rest of the plant. So the dead stuff, gotta go. I'm not listening to anybody. So, because you're supposed to listen to me. You want to preach? Then sit down and shut up. So, God removes harmful things from our lives. Like people that are difficult to deal with. Like wasted activities.
You wasted the Sonic
thing. Like selfish desires and harmful habits. Okay? He does what he can to cut these things out of our life. Now, my question is this pruning painful? No? Why not? You don't think the tree hurts? So when you cut it and the sap comes out and the tree's bleeding, you don't think it hurts? What, sap? Okay, so does it hurt us when God prunes our lives? No, see, in the passage, the branches are us. Yes. So, is it painful when God prunes something from our lives?
Yes.
Yes. So go to Hebrews 12:6. She, You have a new rule for me?
Yes.
All right. Hebrews 12:6.
I'm there.
All right. You realize that I don't recognize I'm there, right? Word. Okay, thanks. So somebody read it. Okay. So, God disciplines us. Why? No, what does the verse say? Why does he discipline us? Because he loves us. So, God prunes our lives because he loves us. And he chastens those who he calls children. What is discipline? Spankings. That's what my daughter said. Karis, what happens if you tell a lie? That's what she does. You call it a what?
A pow pow.
Why did you give spanking a cute name? Okay. So, if you're a Christian in here, come in close, this is going to hurt. If you're a Christian in here and you are living in constant unconfessed sin and God hasn't disciplined you yet, I would question if you're actually a Christian or not. Why? Bye? Why are you leaving? Because you haven't been disciplined yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. If you love God and God loves you, he's going to what? Discipline you. So if you're living in constant unconfessed sin, I would question if you're actually saved. If you are saved, I'm a little fearful for you. Because God's discipline can hurt badly. He looks at our lives. He finds the problem. He puts his finger on it and he says, this has to go. I don't like this in your life. Make it go away. If you listen, it's not as painful. If you don't listen, it gets painful quickly. So, in your little groups, y'all are going to have to figure this out. Oh, you need an adult? There's two behind you that need groups, so they'll work it all out. Okay. Here's a question. What is something in your life that God might be trying to prune away right now that's hurting your growth? Okay, Ethan, I would highly recommend not naming your girlfriend. But if that's okay, if God's trying to prune your girlfriend out of your life, then that's fine. We understand. We'll pray about that. But what is something in your life that God might be trying to prune away right now that's hurting your growth? Ready? Discuss. Oh, Em, you've been summoned. Troy, you've been shunned.
Good.
All right. I said, wrap it back up. So, the second thing, God prunes living branches. Now, why in the world would he prune living branches? To grow them. So, there are times that God sees a branch on a tree and he said, this one's good, but this bigger, stronger one here is better and it's going to produce more fruit. One more time and I'm done with it. Like no more bottle flipping. That was totally 2017. So I said, this branch is good. This thicker one is better. If the thin one is growing over the top of the thicker one, he'll cut the thin one back to give the thicker one room to grow. So he'll remove things from our lives that actually on the outside appear good. He does this because he's absolutely adamant about producing as much fruit as possible. He wants this for his glory. So, Netflix. Is Netflix bad?
No.
Yeah, binge watching 47 episodes of the same show in one night, totally bad. Binge watching 4 to 6 episodes of a show every day, probably not good. Netflix itself may not be bad, but God may say, hey, what if you cut this back some? Especially if you're watching stupid stuff that doesn't promote a better life. Okay? I give you two examples. Okay? When I was in seminary, the most popular show going on at the time was Walking Dead. Now, Walking Dead isn't bad. But is it really beneficial to your life to sit and watch zombies walk around? Maybe not. So the next one, it's teaching you about God. Oh, yeah, what's it teaching you about God? So the other one, this one's real popular right now. What about Game of Thrones? Never watched it. See, everybody's talking about, like, I literally know people that stop their lives. They stop their lives when Game of Thrones comes on. So I didn't know what it was when it first came out. I turned the first episode on. Within 10 minutes, there was like a straight-up porno up in there. I'm like, Game of Thrones.
That's why he turned it off.
I'm like, click, and done. So watching Game of Thrones probably isn't beneficial to your life. My normal crew isn't here. See, I don't have my Fortnite crew. Okay, so I have a Fortnite player. Fortnite's not bad. Okay, social media, not bad. But when you ignore everybody around you to play Fortnite or to be on social media or it consumes your life, it's probably a problem. Or, this is my personal favorite, if you get off social media and you're officially pissed off at the whole world because everything on there is negative, probably not the best thing in the entire world. Okay, so God will prune good things. Ignoring your homework to do something else, probably not a good thing. So anything that looks good but will get in the way of the good things that God is trying to do in your life, he's going to eliminate. What's something good in your life that God's trying to eliminate right now? Discuss. Something good that he's trying to prune back, that he's trying to eliminate. To eliminate. Pretty sure this thing says obey the laws of the land, and the law is go to school. So, the word says that you're being obedient by going to school. What is something good that he's trying to eliminate in your life right now? All right, we'll all pray for Ivy because her life is perfect, and so we need to be like her. All right, so there's a group named Barna. They study different things to figure out culture and stuff like that. They did a study on church people. So people in this building, this room. They showed that the number one reason people are not growing in their faith is because they're too busy. Too busy. That's our excuse. We are too busy to make God a priority in our lives. That doesn't sound very intelligent. So, y'all may not be quite old enough, but have you ever had God put something in your life to get you to slow down, to get you to stop what you're doing, or to pay attention because you're too busy? Yeah. I'll give you an example. Generally, I don't get sick very often at all. Generally, I get sick when I've been working myself to death. And I'm thoroughly convinced it's God's way of saying, it's time for you to slow down. You're doing too much, too fast, too soon. It's time for you to slow down. So maybe it's sickness, maybe it's an injury, maybe it's something that he's saying, hey, get your focus back on me and off the other stuff in this life, in this world. I'm shaking her head over there. Okay? He will do whatever he needs to do to get us back to remaining in him. Anything that's going to harm us or be harmful to us, he's going to make go away. Secondly, we're dependent on Christ for spiritual growth. So when you got saved, you didn't just ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit right then. It's supposed to be a daily thing. Like, you can't do this life well if you're trying to rely on the Holy Spirit's power from yesterday. It can't happen. Like, you're going to slip up and fall. So, in the verse, we've got a branch. The branch has been cut off. What's it good for now? Firewood. What else? Paper. What else is it good for? What'd you say? That's not what I was thinking. A cane. Y'all are totally not old enough for any of this. A switch.
Oh, to beat a switch.
A switch. So, if we're cut off from the vine, we officially become good for one of two things. Discipline or firewood. What's firewood? It's wood that you put down, and you light on fire, and then you have a campfire. So, verse 6, it says, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. So either we're going to bear fruit or we're going to be burned up. Verse 4, it says, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So the only way to bear fruit is to remain in Christ. Stay connected to the vine. You've got to get into the Word until the Word gets into you. Topical Bible? You liked it. We've got to get the Word into us. That's how we stay connected. Okay? If you're cut off from the vine, you have no fruit. You're dead. You stay connected to the vine by reading the Word. So some of you may have lived this lie. This is great. I love this. I hear it all the time. I don't need church. I don't need the Bible. It's just me and God. We're good. That doesn't even make sense. You've got to stay connected to the vine. And that vine is who? Jesus. How do you stay connected to Jesus? Through reading His Word. So, next question. What fruit is your life bearing? What fruit is your life bearing? What fruit is your life bearing? Okay, we're having a massive problem with fruit. Kindness. I could see that. Galatians 5. Huh? No. What fruit is your life bearing? What is happening in your life now that's a good thing? It doesn't have to be just off that list, but that's a really good start. See, because part of the fruit that we're supposed to bear as Christians is other Christians. So if your life is not producing pretty much something on that list or other Christians, there's a problem. Totally not. So, y'all can think about that one over the next week and come up with something better than chicken and grapes. So, here's the thing. I want you to think about something you've probably never thought of before. The fruit that a tree produces is never for the benefit of the tree. The fruit that a tree produces is never for the benefit of the tree. See, an apple tree doesn't make apples so the tree can eat them. It's not for the benefit of the tree. The fruit is always for those around them. So those apples are for worms or people or snakes or birds or things around it. We're the same way. The fruit that our life produces is not about us. It's about the people around us. So like I said, one of the things that our life can produce is more fruit, is other Christians. The gospel came to you because it was headed to somebody else. Like, it doesn't do any good if you have this great gift and you keep it to yourself. You're supposed to produce fruit. See, two things have to happen when you get up in the morning, every day. Your goal is not to try daily. It's to die daily. So two things have to happen. First thing, every single morning. The first one is a funeral. You've got to die to yourself. Okay, the word says, take up your cross. That's a death sentence. God, whatever I want today, put it aside. Put it to bed. Kill it. I don't want it. The second one is a coronation service. That's a really big word for saying, I'm putting Jesus on the throne of my life. Not me, but Jesus. So it's killing my desires and assuming his. That's going to be hard to do if you're not staying connected. You're not going to know what it is that is his will, what it is he wants you to do, or the fruit he wants you to bear if you're not staying connected. A funeral and a coronation every single day. Any questions? No? Everybody understands what fruit is now? Not chicken? Okay. Clean up your mess and you're dismissed.